Hey, Papa Cullen, are you making up a story for us?
All right, a story with a princess and monsters. Once upon a time, there was Princess Hortense.
Shh! Papa Cullen tells the story. Princess Hortense lived in a wonderful castle, really wonderful. There were large towers with a very pointed roof, all very pointed. That's where Hortense loved to take refuge, under the very pointed roof. But there was... be careful. Under that very sharp roof, there were monsters. Well, she believed they were monsters. Because, in fact, they weren't really monsters. They were spiders, mice, bats. Bats can be scary because they are said to resemble vampires, but they are just small animals that fly and eat at night.
Schut Papa Colleen tells the story.
Schut.
So this princess, who is called... what was her name again? Ah, yes. Her name was Hortense. So Hortense loved walking under her very pointed roof because there was a small bed to rest. At the same time, she was a little bit afraid because of the monsters, but they only went out at night. So, as long as it was daylight, she played quietly with everything her mother, the queen, had installed. She played with her doll, with her horse.
Bah!
A horse! In a house! Under a roof! Anything, Papa Colin! Anything!
No, it's not that. It's a wooden horse, not a horse in person. For sure, a real horse under a roof would be a little something. How could he have climbed the stairs first?
So Princess Hortense was playing with her horse. But what is she doing? She falls asleep?
Han.
If she falls asleep, the night will come.
Han.
If the night comes,
Han.
The monsters will come. She will be scared. She will wake up. She will scream, "Dad, Dad, Mom, Mom." That's it. She is sleeping. The sun is falling.
Well, it's not really falling down, huh? He's going to bed. He's tired.
Well, he's not really going to bed either. He's going to make daylight elsewhere on Earth for other children. But for now, where Princess Hortense is located, in her superb castle with a roof.
How?
How is the roof, Papa Colin?
Ah, yes, it is all pointed the roof.
So Hortense falls asleep while the sun goes away.
Han, the monsters are going to arrive.
Han,
the ants.
But no Papa Colin. There are no ants.
We said mice, spiders, and bats.
Papa Colin, if you tell the story badly, it won't be okay.
Princess Hortense is now well asleep. Not a sound. Nothing.
The bats look at her and say to each other, "But who is this pretty princess?" The mice take out their little snout.
Who's this pretty princess?
The spiders also watch from the top of their eight legs. But who is this beautiful princess? All of a sudden, they get together, the bats, the mice, the spiders. They get closer to the princess, to see her closer, to see how beautiful she is. And there, the princess wakes up.
What does the princess do?
What does the princess do?
Han.
She is afraid, she says to herself, "Monsters, monsters." The mice are scared, the spiders are scared, the bats fly away, everyone leaves. The princess shouts,
"Help! Help!"
Oh, everyone left, she is calm. She remembers that she is under her roof. Then finally she wonders if it's not her who scared them. Maybe it's me who scared them. Maybe it's me, the monster.
Come, come, come. If you are not afraid, come.
It is then that a little mouse points the tip of its nose. The other mice tell her, "Stop, you're crazy, you're crazy, you're crazy." But the little mouse continues on its way. Hortense looks at her. She's no longer too scared because she only sees one mouse, then says to her, "Come on, come, come see me, come. My name is Hortense. I am the princess and I love coming here. But I'm a little afraid because there are so many of you. But you seem nice. Are you coming to my hand?" The little mouse climbs into the hand of Princess Hortense. As a result, she no longer looks like a monster. The princess thinks that this little mouse is really nice, and hop, another little mouse comes to see her.
Oh, but these little mice are nice. Now it's a spider's turn.
Oh, a spider, it scares a little bit Papa Kala.
Well, yes, I know, but that's how it is.
The spider is nice too. She comes to see her. And Hortense says to herself, "Oh, it's still not very, very, very beautiful, that huh?" So the spider, to not scare the princess, makes her a beautiful spider web to make a beautiful bracelet with it. A spider web bracelet. It's strong, but it's fragile at the same time. A bat? Voom! Oh, there, it's weird. She's passing very close to the princess's hair. Voom! Another one. But the princess sees well that bats are nice, too. So the princess is partying with mice, bats, and spiders, who do beautiful things to him in a spider's web. Now, Princess Hortense is no longer afraid of monsters. And there you have it, the story of Princess Hortense and the monsters. See you soon. Thank you, Papa Kalen.